This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russia pressed its invasion of Ukraine to the outskirts of the capital Friday after unleashing airstrikes on the cities and military bases. An estimated 100,000 people have fled their homes in Ukraine as explosions and gunfire rocked the major cities. President Volodymyr Zelensky said late Thursday that 137 civilians and military personnel have been killed so far in the Russian invasion of his country. He said hundreds more have been wounded. The Russian invasion of Ukraine touched off protests inside Russia and around the world. We get more from Tim McGuire.
Thousands of Russians took to the streets of more than 50 major cities, including Moscow, demanding an end to the war started by their president, Vladimir Putin. Protesters chanting no to war. In Budapest, Hungary, the crowd calls Putin a terrorist.
Putin, where are you? Putin, where are you?
Outside the White House Thursday evening.
Stand with Ukraine! Stand with Ukraine!
The United Nations Security Council votes Friday on a resolution condemning Russia's actions. It will be vetoed by Russia. A similar measure will be voted on by the UN General Assembly, where no member nation has veto power. I'm Tim McGuire.
NATO leaders are due to meet Friday to talk about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The alliance has activated a defense plan for member states in the region. Lithuania, a NATO member, declared a state of emergency Thursday and ordered its army to deploy along its border with Belarus. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden imposed additional sanctions Thursday that he said will impose severe cost on the Russian economy following Russian President Putin's sweeping invasion of Ukraine. The new sanctions target Russian banks, oligarchs, and high-tech sectors. Biden said that over time, the sanctions would squeeze Russian assets and impair its economic growth. Biden stopped short of sanctioning Putin's personal assets, but said that remains a possibility if warfare escalates further. International Criminal Court prosecutor Karim Khan on Friday expressed his concern over the invasion of Ukraine and said his court may investigate possible war crimes in the country. Khan said in a statement, "I remind all sides conducting hostilities on the territory of Ukraine that my office may exercise its jurisdiction and investigate any act of genocide, crimes against humanity, or war crimes committed within Ukraine." Following the Russian annexation of Crimea in March of 2014 and the subsequent fighting in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and Ukrainian government forces, Ukraine accepted ICC jurisdiction for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed on its territory since February of 2014. Russia is not a member of the ICC and has opposed the ICC case. The British government has decided to expand a program allowing some Hong Kong residents to settle in the UK, providing a potential lifeboat for thousands of young people seeking to escape increasingly repressive, that is, Chinese rule in the former British colony. The British Nationals Overseas, or BNO, scheme that gives millions of Hong Kong residents the chance of British citizenship was launched 13 months ago. The move came after the Chinese government imposed a national security law on Hong Kong, which critics say has restricted the city's freedoms, or restricted, that is. Previously, only Hong Kong residents born before 1997, when the city was handed back from Britain, were eligible to apply for citizenship through the scheme. Britain-based Hong Kong Watch, a nonprofit organization monitoring human rights and freedoms, released a statement welcoming the news, saying it will provide a lifeline to many young Hong Kongers whose only option until now was applying for asylum. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.